So let me ask this question again. This, I think I'm probably we're probably rehashing old ground here, but the concept here is in terms of how this would actually be in practice would be, and I'm not using language that's in the rule, but essentially there would be an assumption, let me use that word, that a proposed landfill expansion, I'm going to be very specific, does not run afoul of an environmental justice concept unless somebody, an opponent perhaps, raises that as an issue. Is that how the department, I mean, I'm thinking of what the term used to be, a rebuttable presumption, that we're going to make the assumption that it's not in violation of an environmental justice standard unless somebody raises a hand and say, wait a minute, we think it does. Is that kind of how the thinking here is? And does the wording in the proposal support that?
I would agree with that description generally. You know, if evidence came forward to the contrary, environmental justice was not being served, then that would allow the department to consider it further. But in the absence of that, I think that we would make the assumption that there was not an environmental justice issue.
Okay. I'm going to the example that Mr. Deshane put forth. And, you know, from my perspective, you would want to say, okay, from a regulated perspective, you know, I'm making this up, please. So don't hold me. I'm not making this a suggestion, but you know, no landfills within X number of miles of the Penobscot Nation land, or we can't have a municipality that has more than one landfill in it. That's the type of thing from my perspective I'm always looking for, so that as you're contemplating projects, you know what the rules are going in. And that's in my mind difficult in this case until it's defined a little better. So that's, this, what you just described, Paula, helps me understand that a little bit better, or how it would be used in practice. That does help.
You know, I tend to think of this too as, you know, this standard is obviously it's very subjective, as opposed to in part of the discussion earlier, the standard concerning, you know, landfill liners, the thickness of landfill liners came up. You know, very objective, that's one end of the spectrum. Environmental justice is the other end of that spectrum. It is subjective. And I mentioned this earlier, but I think it would be very difficult to come up with a set of prescriptive standards that could appropriately and adequately address environmental justice scenarios that are possible.
I agree with that.